Hopefully we can get some things get a little bit cheaper. You know, obviously groceries have gotten a little out of hand, and then having a one-year-old, you know, obviously that has made a little bit, everything else a little bit more expensive.
We're hearing tabletop issues driving people to turn out on this election Tuesday in Northeast Florida. Polls are open until 7 o'clock tonight. Live team coverage takes us to our south and Fox's Eben Brown following the race for Florida governor and U.S. Senate. And obviously the economy and inflation are two of the key issues that are driving turnout. And I would imagine Republicans are hoping will drive more Republicans and Democrats to vote.
Well, that's the game, right? You want to get more of your people to the polls so you can win. Otherwise, you don't win, and that's there's a lot at stake for a lot of people who are into this stuff. So yes, what we're hoping to see, of course, is high turnout. People are wondering if turnout will be high or if it will be more average. But one of the things that Republicans are counting on is that they have out-registered Democrats for the first time in history this year. So there may just be more Republicans who would therefore, you would think, vote Republican than Democrats, which has been the case all these years, even though Republicans have won statewide races. Although when they win them, they've often been very, very tight. I suspect that they won't be as tight this year.
In Florida, Eben, Republicans are positioned to control the governor's office, all three cabinet posts, and both seats in the U.S. Senate for the first time in Florida history. How significant might tonight's result be in terms of flipping the state to really more of a deeper red than purple?
Well, it would be, that's exactly what it would do. You know, Democrats have been pining after Florida for many, many, many years. And they were expecting to have a blue Florida wave just 2 years ago, and that didn't happen. In fact, when Donald Trump won the state in 2020, not too many people were really all that surprised. What was surprising was how well he did in Miami-Dade County. There's been a lot of momentum since then. He didn't win Miami-Dade County in 2020, but he had done better than Rick Scott did, and you know, in his senatorial race, in his two races for governor, and so there has been this momentum building since then. They've really worked on that in terms of a ground game over the past couple of years. Republicans registering voters in Miami-Dade County, you know, knocking on doors and whatnot. And there's a real belief that the political makeup of Miami-Dade County may have changed. We won't know that obviously till you know later tonight, but that is something that Republicans are counting on, and that would sort of really be the death knell to the concept of turning Florida blue. That would sort of be the stake in the heart of it.
Indeed. It'll be a story that we will follow through the night as results are coming in to the Breaking News Center. Follow our instant updates at WOKV.com and in the WOKV app. And certainly we will have full coverage for you tomorrow early on Jacksonville's Morning News. Eben, thanks.